This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The jury in the highest-profile U.S. police trial in decades says it has reached a verdict on Tuesday. It is the murder trial of former officer Derek Chauvin in the death of George Floyd. The black man died in police custody with Chauvin's knee on his neck almost 1 year ago. Video of the arrest led to protests over racism and policing in the U.S. and across the world last summer. The city of Minneapolis, Minnesota is on edge with fears of unrest, and there is high security downtown and in other U.S. cities. The verdict arrives after about 10 hours of jury deliberations over 2 days. It is expected to soon be read in court. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's praying the verdict is the right verdict and believes the case to be overwhelming. Biden said Tuesday he was only weighing in on the trial into the death of George Floyd because the jury in the case had been sequestered. He confirmed he called Floyd's family on Monday and said he can only imagine the pressure and anxiety they are feeling. Chad's military says its longtime leader, President Idriss Deby, was killed after being wounded during a visit to frontline troops on the battlefield. The announcement on national radio and television Tuesday came just hours after he was declared the winner of an election that would have given him another 6 years in office. The 68-year-old Deby took power in a rebellion in 1990 and was one of Africa's longest ruling leaders, surviving a number of coup attempts. The military quickly announced Deby's son as the Central African nation's interim leader. This is VOA News.